This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Millionaire Chess Open. The tournament is still going on. There are a few more games, but we have a winner, and it is Grandmaster Christian Shirilla. Did I pronounce that correct?
No, it's Kirilla, Christian Kirilla.
Kirilla, okay, all right.
Oh, that's difficult.
Okay, well, congratulations on your win. I know that it was a tough struggle. You came through. So what kind of preparations did you do before you came?
In terms of this tournament, I've been a supporter of it since its inception. I played all three editions. This year, I didn't do any specific training, but I did attend the Baku Olympiad as a second for somebody, for a very strong grandmaster, and I did a lot of chess there, so I would assume that kind of played into my own chess as well. So that was my full preparation, physical preparation as well, and that was about it.
Now tell us some background. You're originally from Romania, is that correct?
Yes.
And you have been over in the U.S. for how long?
I've been in the U.S. for the past 6 years now. This is my sixth year. The first 4 years I was at the University of Texas, Dallas. I did my undergrad, and then I moved to California for the past 2 years.
And what are you doing out in California?
As of now, I'm a chess professional, as they say. Okay. I play, I teach a lot, and yeah, that's about it.
Are you at which part of California? Are you in the Bay Area?
I'm in the Bay Area, yes, okay. Very close to Berkeley.
Okay. So is this your biggest tournament win so far?
Definitely the most exciting and the biggest prize, for sure. So yeah, I can say it's my biggest tournament win.
So what are your impressions, overall impressions of the Millionaire Chess Open as a concept? Is it something that you would like to see continued? And if so, what are some of the suggestions you would have?
Yes, I mean, it was much nicer when the prize fund was $1 million, you know. But we understand the financial constraints, and even with this prize fund right now, it's still a very appealing tournament to play in. And it's difficult to give suggestions because they tried pretty much everything, you know. The problem is it's very difficult to appeal to the sponsors, and without that, losing money every year is not a good business plan. I think Maurice has a lot of ideas. The problem is, the question actually is, what will appeal to chess players? Because they need more registrants. And they tried the TV. It didn't appeal to sponsors. Now they couldn't afford it. But it's difficult to make any suggestions right now. It seems like they tried most of the things, and they didn't manage to get the people they wanted.
Do you think something like this would work in Europe or some other country?
I doubt it. Doubt it. The fees is quite high, especially for Eastern European players. That's where the biggest bulk of players are. And $1,000 sometimes it's the income for 1 month in Eastern Europe. So, it's difficult to say.
So getting back to the Millionaire Chess Open, you played a very tough tournament. What were some of your key games during the stretch of the tournament, actually before the Millionaire Monday?
Right. Actually, it was a pretty eventful tournament. I started off pretty badly with a draw against the 2200. But that kind of motivated me and pushed me to work a little bit harder at the chessboard. I won a few games after that, and by round six, actually, I was four out of five. Quite a good score. I played Jones, the contender for the first place, and the whole game was completely drawish, like very drawish. And towards the end, I had a chance of repeating the moves or trying to continue, but I only had 1 minute on the clock.
And he had how much?
He had a lot, like 30 minutes, you know. Like I was the one, by that time, at the beginning, he was the one putting pressure. By that time, I was the one trying to find something for a win. I entered a more complicated variation with 1 minute on the clock, and I flagged, which doesn't happen to me very often, but with this time control, sometimes it happens. But yeah, that was a turning point, kind of. I didn't take the loss as badly as I thought I would, because I knew I still have chances if I would win the last round, which I did. Then I entered the Millionaire Monday without tiebreaks. And yeah, after that.
So you didn't have to do the playoff?
No, okay. I didn't have to do the playoffs. It was me, a Wander, and Barbosa with 5 points. And it was kind of a funny situation because Caden Trough and Magyash Panchanathan, they also had 5 points and they are below 25-50. But according to the rules, they did cross 25-50. Caden Trough, I think, in May 2015. Magyash Panchanathan, who was exactly 25-50 in March 2016. So quite unfortunate for him. But yeah, that left us three, and then everybody else fought for the last place.
Well, I know you're excited about winning, and I know you probably have some fans around the world, and specifically in your home country, Romania. How often do you go back to Romania?
Absolutely. I do try to go there twice a year. I used to go twice a year when I was in college. Right now I'm getting a little bit busier, so it's difficult to make twice a year, but once a year at least.
Do you still play for the Olympiad team?
I was not called this year.
Okay.
Well, I was on the short list, but I was not selected.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully in future Olympiads, we'll see you on the Romanian side, and hopefully we'll see more success in American tournaments. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.